The fat cat sat. Here is the entry I wrote in my English journal on October 8th. I remember when I was 8 and my mom was about to give birth to Jeffrey. My grandfather gave me a big pep talk on the way to the hospital.
Well, muscles.
Yes, he really did call me that.
This is your big day.
My big day? Why is it my big day, Grandpa?
Come on, Stephen. It's not every day you become a big brother. And you are going to be very, very important from now on.
This was startling news to me. Very important? Why? I'm not a mom. I'm not even a dad. I'm not even 9 yet. I still have baby teeth, even.
You're going to be very important because you are going to be your new baby's protector.
Really?
Yes, you are. Your baby isn't going to know all of the things you know or be strong like you are or anything. And you are going to be very important to this baby because you're not the mommy or the daddy. You're the big brother, and the baby is going to love you and need you so much.
And for about 10 or 15 minutes there in the car, I felt great. I remember thinking, wow, a protector. Not everybody gets to be a protector. I'm going to be like Robin Hood. I might even get to wear a badge. Then Grandpa nosed his huge Chevy Impala into a parking space at the hospital. By the time we got upstairs to the maternity ward, and I saw the balloons, the flowers everywhere, and my 3 other grandparents crowded around an incubator crying and smiling like they just won the Powerball lotto, I was having second thoughts about this whole protector gig. Still, though, I have always protected Jeffrey. When he was 3 and fell on a stick in our driveway, I was the one who took him inside and got a Band-Aid and his boo-boo bunny. When his little best friend Alex tried to push him off of the swing set last year, I got in trouble for pulling Alex down and screaming in his face until my mom dragged me away. Even when Jeffrey had a big asthma attack and had to be hospitalized overnight, when he was 1, I stood right next to his bed and held his hand for what seemed like hours and hours until he fell asleep. Then in the middle of the night, when he woke up scared, I crawled into his bed with him, and our parents found us that way in the morning. I haven't always liked being the protector, but I think I have taken the job pretty seriously overall. So how come when I wasn't looking, Jeffy got cancer? The journal topic that day, I later learned, was discuss your favorite character in Huckleberry Finn. The thing I couldn't believe was how this cancer thing turned the whole planet upside down in one day. I mean, it turns out that Jeffrey had to have been sick for a while without us knowing it. When my mom got him to the emergency room and the nurse took his temperature, it was a little over 100. The nurse asked him how he felt, and he told her that he knew he had a fever and that his parts had been hurting for a long time. Meanwhile, his nose just kept bleeding and bleeding. The regular ER doctor must have thought this looked a bit unusual, so he called in a pediatrician. My mom told us that night that she couldn't believe what the pediatrician told Jeffrey to do next. Please, walk over to the desk there and get me a tissue. My mom was thinking, my child is bleeding profusely and you want him to get you a tissue? But Jeffrey got right up and started walking toward the main desk of the ER. My mom said she suddenly noticed that Jeffrey was limping. As she told us this, after Jeffrey was already upstairs in bed, she started to weep. How did I not notice this? Why did I need a doctor to show me? How long has he been limping? How long has my baby been limping around with a fever while I was too busy grading papers and making dinner to even look at my Jeffy? My dad, who wasn't looking too composed either, came over and put his arm around her. He didn't say anything, though, so I chimed in. Mom, we were all too busy to notice. It's not just you. He even told me this morning that he was cold and his parts hurt, and I just thought he was Jeffrey being Jeffrey. I was bummed that he interrupted my practicing to ask for breakfast. My own brother. And all he wanted was some oatmeal.